can drag the car to, and it's about $35 for getting the carburetor fixed. It's 9 o'clock at night or something. Then we look for a place to eat, and by this time, most of the restaurants are closed in town, so we have to find a place where it costs us $13 to get food and so forth, and it isn't even Friday night. We're not even ready to stop someplace, and the $50 is used up. Not only that, the kids get sick, because we never really thought about the fact that they might get car sick and so forth. Well, the thing mounts up all weekend long, and we get home Sunday night, and it has only cost $400, which means that now there are $350 worth of things that I had been planning on that I am now going to have to go without. But, of course, the point is that none of this had to be unforeseen in advance. I didn't know that the children would get sick. I didn't know that the carburetor would go out. I didn't know that we would have to spend $12 a meal or $15 a night for a motel. But I did know that such things can happen, and I should have recognized that as the limit of my vulnerability, the maximum it could cost me, and then decide whether or not I am willing to live with that if it comes due. Am I willing to sit here now and visualize the fact that I might have to go without those $350 worth of things, which means no lunches at the office for 6 months, which means that we don't go to any movies anymore, and it means that next weekend we don't do the other thing we wanted to do, and so forth. If I am prepared to accept all of those possibilities, then of course I can make the trip. And lo and behold, it might turn out to be only $50, in which case the $350 would be almost clear profit, because I had already accepted the fact that I might have to go without it. But the point is, I have to recognize it in advance as being a part of the price. And then if I can't pay that vulnerability in the present, then I wouldn't make the choice. Because if the gamble is lost, I would then have to spend the future paying off the past. But here then are the six elements in the decision. And by separating these elements into the three major areas, we can identify the three parts of the standard. But the six areas, of course, are reward, reality, control, unknowns, price, and vulnerability. And the three areas that are involved then are, number one, what am I hoping to get? How likely is it that I can get it based upon what is reality and what is unknown to me? And then what area do I control? So how likely is it that I can get it? And what would it cost me? Now recognize that the cost is both the superficial price and the vulnerability. Now once having done this, of course, then you go back and look at the alternative courses of action in the same way. Break them down into their six component parts and see how they stack up. You don't have to weigh every conceivable alternative, of course, only those that even seem worth considering at all. And if none of these alternatives add up to a solid, controllable return for a reasonable price, then you would probably want to act upon the alternative of staying right where you are. And since the question of whether the alternatives will be better tomorrow is an unknown, you can only weigh its possibilities in the course of evaluating the choice of hanging on to what you have for another day. Now, the importance of visualizing the price and the vulnerability in advance can't be overemphasized. You have to imagine yourself actually paying the price and seeing thereby just what it would do to you. What will you go without because of this decision? What alternatives are you giving up? What will be your attitude when you see those alternatives marching by you, beckoning for your attention? Will you want to give up what you've selected and run off to one of the alternatives then? You have to recognize what you're paying in advance. Then you won't choke over the price when it comes due. If you do choke over it, it simply means you didn't realize fully in advance the decision you were making. And of course, then you want to recognize that the next time you choose and look more closely to visualize that price in advance. The price you're actually paying in every case is in the form of foregone alternatives. The resources themselves have no value to you. It is only what you would use those resources to get that has the importance to you. And so what you are paying in every case is the foregone alternatives, the things you could have done with those resources if you had not made this choice. And since everything has a price and you can't escape it, you then want to work to maximize the return or minimize the price, but never choke on the price. It's what you have to pay in order to get what you want in this world. And you can boil it all down to just three simple words. Pay the price. This is the entire key to decision-making right here. Since everything has a price in foregone alternatives, recognize the price fully in advance and then pay it. And don't ever expect that the price will be free or that this won't cost you. And the mere recognition that it's not free will cause you to pause and consider, well, just exactly what is the extent of the price. When you think in terms of things, certain things being as good as free to you, it's easy to ignore the price altogether. And then don't use the price-paying time as an occasion then to reopen the decision and see if this is what you really wanted to do. It's too late for that now.